sunshine as the evening progresses here. What a gorgeous night, though. It's been a beautiful day for baseball.
Oh, has it ever been. It's, you know, the sun kind of disappeared on us today and kind of kept it overcast a little bit, and now it's just kind of shining right in on us here right now, but it's just a beautiful night tonight.
Absolutely. This is the final game of the first weekend. This is an elimination game, Don.
Yes.
We saw one right before this where Farming defeated Spring Hill. And now New Munich and Meyer go, two Stearns County League North teams go at it.
Yes, absolutely. I think this is going to be a pretty good game here right now. I've got a drafty from Meyer Grove that's going to throw for him tonight, Jordan Schlaefer. And we'll see once with Jimmy Toole how he handles it here. Jimmy Toole has been a rock for New Munich. And I think they have Brent Heinen as their backup probably tonight as a relief pitching. And I don't know what Meyer Grove has for relief pitching, but everybody's getting a little less on pitching right now. So we'll see once how it goes.
Yeah, especially both of these teams who used a couple pitchers yesterday in their ball games. So that that becomes an issue here in the second ball game. We've got some starting lineups here, Donald. So I'll let you take it away.
With Meyer Grove here, they will be the visitors tonight on the scoreboard, and we're going to lead off with Tanner Klopach at second base, batting second. Tyler Muschel at center field, batting third. Jordan Klopach at shortstop. Batting fourth, Andrew Welly, left field. Batting fifth, Kurt Marthal, right field. Batting sixth, Alex Welly, catching. Batting seventh, Jake Meyer playing first base. Batting eighth, Colton Meyer, designated hitter tonight. Batting ninth, playing third base, will be Jordan Klopach. And doing the pitching tonight will be the draftee from Roscoe, Jordan Schlaefer. I think I had Jaron. I had Jordan as Jaron Klopach at shortstop here, batting third. New Munich, they will lead off with Chad Funk playing second base. Batting second will be Logan Funk playing right field. Batting third, playing shortstop, will be Will Funk. Batting fourth, playing left field, will be Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, designated hitter tonight will be Neil Anderson. Batting sixth, catching, Joe Stangler. Batting seventh, first baseman, Ty Reller. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Grant Johnson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jacob Hennenkamp. I don't think they have that right. They play in center field, I'm sorry. Jacob Hennenkamp. And doing the pitching tonight will be Jim Toole.
All right. As we're just about ready to go. Meyer Grope will be batting here against Jimmy Toole. Jimmy Toole, the veteran, who I think has the record right now for innings pitched in the Stearns County League, any active player. Got to be. As taking that first pitch is Tanner Klopach, a drive to right field, and that's going to bounce kind of awkwardly by the right fielder, Logan Funk, and Tanner Klopach's on with a leadoff single. I think Logan Funk out there didn't know exactly what to do with that, if he wanted to dive for it, and at the last second he pulled back.
Yes. I think he probably played it right because it didn't get behind him this way, because I think if he dies at that, it maybe gets by him.
You bet. That'll bring Tyler Muschel to the plate. And a straight call to Tyler. Well, we're 37 hours into Region 15C, and we're beginning game number 8. 37 hours. 8 games. That's with a little rest in there, too.
We've had a little.
And that goes for radio announcers, public address announcers. That goes for concession workers. That goes for field maintenance. Anybody out there right now, hats off to you. 8 games started in 37 hours. Pretty impressive. Here's Toole's pitch, a ground ball to third, bobbled once, and Johnson throws to first, safe at first. And so an error on Grant Johnson will put runners at first and second for the Grovers.
Not the start they wanted to here, New Munich.
And up to the plate, Jaron Klopach. Three Klopach boys in this lineup, and Jaron puts a bunt down the third base line, it's going to go foul, and they count 0-1. I don't know, are these Quapaw boys all brothers? They sure look like it.
Yeah, they sure do. I'm not sure if they are or not.
Tanner out at second. He had a base hit to start the ball game. Tyler Mushel, he's over at first. Jaron Klopach, the shortstop, at the plate. The count 0-1. Joe Stengler behind the plate, throwing a sign down for Jimmy Tuell. He's still looking for a double play ball, and the pitch inside, a ball. Throw back to second, and safe at second is Tanner Klopach. One ball, one strike to Jaron. On deck four, Meyer Grove, it's Andrew Welly. Just a gorgeous night.
Oh, just beautiful.
How to put it in a bottle and save it for January, like, 13th. Yeah. Pitch outside, a ball, and 2-1. Dan Ray was flying that drone around earlier and said he's got enough footage. I don't know, Dan, is that going to be posted anywhere, some of that footage? Well, you'll stream it? On YouTube? On the website? Okay. Awesome. That'd be cool to look at some of that aerial footage of the park and all the people here. Three balls, one strike. Klopach looking down to Kurt Meyer, Doug Meyer over in that first base coach box. Jimmy Tuell works from the stretch. Klopach puts a bunt down. It's following Joe Stengler. He swipes that out of midair like taking candy away from a baby. Huh? It's like, what? You're not getting that sucker.
Quick eyes, huh?
Oh, man. Of course, January 13th, somebody's birthday out there. They just dropped me a text message. There's a ground ball by Klopach into right field, a base hit. That's going to load him up. So that inside-out swing by Jaron Klopach as the infield was shifted around for the left-handed hitter, and he punched it through the infield so the base is loaded and nobody out.
Oh, perfect piece of hitting by Jaron Klopach.
And here comes Andrew Welly to the plate, and left fielder. The base is loaded, nobody out. Tuell on the mound. Jim works from the stretch and delivers outside a ball, 1-0. Now, the umpires we had in the first game, they've just flip-flopped. Pat Schumer out on the bases, and behind the plate, Don, it is
Todd Norman.
Todd Norman, okay. I thought it was a guy with two first names, Todd and Norman, right?
Yeah.
Norman Todd. One ball, one strike. To Andrew Welly. To his pitch, Welly pops this one up in the infield. He'll feel fly. It is being called, and one out. Andrew Welly not happy with that at bat. Bring Kurt Marthaler to the plate. One out. Base is still loaded. And Kurt Marthaler looking down to Kurt Meyer. Looks like Munich's going to keep that middle of the infield back, looking for a double play ball. So he does throw a lot of ground balls. Pitches tend to like sink in the zone, and there's a strike right down the middle, and 0-1 to Marthaler. No indication of a bunt here other than what Jaron Klopach did. He was a number three hitter. Andrew Welly was up there swinging. Kurt Marthaler at the plate to count 0-1. Base is loaded. Pitch, Marthaler swings and fouls it off, and he's down in the count 0-2. Did you ever get to bat against Jim Tuell, Don, or had you retired by then?
I don't think I ever did. I don't know when Jimmy come on the scene, but I was done in the middle, well, pretty much in the middle 90s. I did think of that bat yet, I think, but no.
0-2 the count. And Tool wastes one outside, and the count 1-2. Ever since that night in Litchfield, Doc, when you were over in the third base box, was it? And something went. As Marthaler swings and misses.
Yeah, somebody got thunked in the head, I think.
Yeah.
I took off to see if he was okay, and I blew a knee. Well, something like that happened.
Yeah. So Marthaler strikes out. Big strikeout for Jim Tool as he really took a lot off that pitch.
You didn't have to remind me of stuff like that.
I'm going to bring Alex Welly to the plate. Well, it's one of the few memories I have.
And now they're artificial.
Alex Welly takes a pitch inside and the count at 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. Base is still loaded for Meyer Grove here in the first inning. Welly open stance at the plate. Here's a ground ball to Funk at short. Will up with it, throws to first, and in time, they get the speedy Alex Welly, and the silver streaks work out of a jam here in the first. No runs, two hits, an error, three left on. One half inning, Meyer Grove, nothing. Dominick coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KFN.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR, and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes. Your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the first inning coming up. No score. Region Baseball brought to you by the Greenwald Pub. El Rosa Green and Pete, Pet Sport of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch office in Richmond, Sportsman's Dan of Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank, and Insurance Agency, Cups are Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena just south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Audubon and Glass at Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance Agency of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service in Dominick, Shady's Bar and Grill of Dominick, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, bringing us baseball tonight, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trappers Pub and Grub right here in Farming. Jordan Schleiper on the mound. He is the draftee from Roscoe, throwing for Meyer Grove here this evening, and Chad Funk at the plate, and Chad ahead in the count, 2-1. It's a little bit low in the count, 3-1 to Chad Funk.
Kind of another case here with the draftees now that you have in the with the all region, Stearns County region. A lot of these guys haven't thrown a lot of innings for their respective teams, and it's going to be kind of a new experience for them here. I know they've thrown some innings, but, you know, on a consistent basis, not really.
So Chad Funk is going to draw a walk. Jordan Schleiper walks him, and he'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. Jordan Schleiper delivers to Logan Funk, and he drives this one to right field. getting to it out there in right field and making the catch is Kurt Marthaler, and one down. Morgan Funk going after that first pitch.
Boy, I looked up at that one. It looked right square in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. I bring Will Funk to the plate. Chad Funk still a base runner over at first. Will Funk, right-handed hitter. Schleifer delivers a strike, and 0-1. On deck, Nick Stangler for New Munich. No score if you're just joining us. Game number four. We've had some great ball games today. Richmond, earlier today, they beat St. Martin 6-3. Pitches high to Funk, and 1-1. And a good ball game, 2-1. It was El Rosa. The big victory over Lake Henry just completed here, farming down Spring Hill, elimination game 5-3, and we're scoreless here in the first.
This game here, the winner will play Lake Henry next Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Funk takes high for a ball, 2-1 the count. That pitch was, boy, under the letters yet. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire. Quick throw to first, Chad Funk back safely.
Friday night we'll have a game, Richmond El Rosa. At 8 o'clock, and then there will be another game next Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That is yet to be determined who that will be.
Jordan Schleifer delivers a check swing by Will Funk, a pop-up in the infield over at third, and making the catch for the out is Jordan Klopak. So I don't know if Funk got fooled on that pitch, but the check swing, Don, just popped her up.
That fielder, Stangler.
Bring Nick Stangler to the plate. Jordan Schleifer works from the stretch and delivers to Stangler outside of ball, 1-0. The count. Kick the pitch. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Some of the Lake Henry players are still here. I think they're going to probably be scouting this game here a little bit to see where they're going to play next week.
One ball, one strike, two outs, one on. Stangler pops this one up in the infield. Drake Meyer over at first. Camped underneath it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for New Munich here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. One in the books. New Munich and Meyer Grove scoreless. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Back at Schleifer Brothers Field, we make our way to the top of the second inning. And for Meyer Grove, Drake Meyer, Colton Meyer, and Jordan Klopak. Drake Meyer takes a strike from Jimmy Tool, 1-1. The pitch a little bit high, and the count one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Tool delivers outside, and the count 2-1. Won the count. The right-hander is a big high leg kick, and Meyer drills it over the third baseman Johnson's head. Into the left field corner. Drake Meyer, big turn at first as that ball comes back in to the infield quickly. Nick Stangler getting back in quickly. And a leadoff single for Drake Meyer.
Right now, Meyer Grove, not being fooled by Jimmy Toole too much, he loaded the bases in the first inning. Third hit off of Toole. Here's Colton Meyer, the DH.
They kick the pitch, and a curveball from Toole. Strike one, a swing and a miss by Colton. Ball on the count. Toole takes a little bit off that pitch, and it finishes inside a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Toole kicks and delivers. Pitch a little bit low for a ball and 2-1. So Region 15 seal go into next weekend with six teams. We bring six of the eight back. And we'll go into Saturday's games with six teams yet. As the pitch should call, strike to Colton Meyer and 2-2. There'll be a separate session on Friday night. There'll be a couple afternoon games at noon and 2:30, and then they will clear the park for the 8 o'clock game on Saturday night. That'll be a separate session in itself, and then Sunday's a single session.
Correct.
Pitch outside to Colton, and the count full, 3-2. Drake Meyer takes a pretty big lead at first, and Colton pops this one up in the infield. Toole on the mound says, "I got it," and he does. One out. One out. Here's Jordan Klopach, the number nine hitter.
Pretty out when it's like this. Isn't it just
gorgeous. Yeah, that sun coming across Schlaper Brothers Field. Jordan Klopach puts a bunt down. Jimmy Toole pops off the mound, throws to first. They get him at first. Quick move by Toole, and Ty Reller holds that foot real quick, too. He doesn't want to get spiked.
No, he does not want to.
I'll be watching
that.
That
gets pulled a little bit too quick. But
Exactly.
It was right there.
On the play, Drake Meyer goes to second, so he's in scoring position with two outs. 1-3 on the putout, a sack bunt. Two outs, and here's Tanner Klopach. He's 1-for-1, base hit to lead off the inning. Single up the middle now. They're going to send Drake Meyer. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's up the line, and the Grovers take a 1-0 lead. Joe Stengler came up to field that ball, and, you know, that's what Joe is going to do because it holds that base runner at first.
Absolutely.
If the throw is off the mark, he's holding that runner at first.
Yes, he does, and that's I don't think that it would have been a close play at the plate at all if he'd even tried to there, and like you said, that keeps that runner honest at first base.
So Tanner Klopach, 2-for-2.
Play four hits out the Jimmy Toole here.
First inning and two-thirds. And here's Tyler Mushel. And Tyler Mushel, a ground ball to deep short. Funk knocks it down. Throws to first. Not in time. A big stretch by Reller. Tyler Mushel safe. It seems like almost every ball hit today has been in that hole, Don, between third and short. I mean, the shortstops are constantly going to the backhand.
They make a nice play.
They make great long throws, but every play is bang, bang at first.
I think Ty Reller is holding his hamstring a little bit, and I'm sure a lot of guys' hamstrings got stretched today over there.
Oh, man.
Hadley was making plays.
Yeah, started in the first game today. Here's Jaron Klopach. Runners at first and second, two outs. Just a nice stop by Will Funk, though. Wow. And a strong arm. Taking me two throws to get the ball that far.
That I use me as a cutoff man.
Here's a ground ball to second. Down on his chat funk. He'll knock it down. Throws to first. 4-3 on the put out of Jaron Klopach, and that does it for the Grovers. Here in the second, they come up with a run on three hits. No errors, two left on. We played 1.5. Meyer Grove 1, Dominick nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball coming up in a bit. I want to talk about Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming. Stephanie over at Trappers Pub and Grub says, come on over. We have nightly specials at Trappers Pub and Grub. Of course, that begins at 5 o'clock every night. There's not just good food, it's great food at Trappers with a ton of menu options to choose from. You bet, stop by for the food and drink special this weekend during the ball games. Smoked pork chops, corn on the cob. Stephanie says you can find it at Trappers Pub and Grub. Plus, they'll have live music next Saturday night. Don't forget it at Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KASN.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the second inning. Neil Anderson will lead it off for the Dominick Silver Streaks. Joe Stengler, Ty Reller to follow as Jordan Schlaper delivers ball one, now ball two to Anderson. Five hits for the Grovers off of Jimmy Toole. Nothing yet off of Jordan Schlaper. There's a strike called to Anderson and 2-1. Neil, the DH for Dominick tonight. He follows this back and out of play. And the count 2-2 as that goes off the little tin back there, the grandstand. The shadow's starting to come in left field and center field. Schlaper's pitch, a breaking ball that misses outside, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Kicks the pitch, a ground ball to third. That is foul. It was there by third baseman Jordan Klopak. And so we'll do it all over again on 3-2. 1-0, Meyer Grove, bottom of the second. We will get an abbreviated Dick Putz show that's coming up tonight here following our ball game, as Schlaper will lose Neil Anderson and a walk. Adios, Don Heinen, you got to take off here. You work early tomorrow, got to be up by 2:30.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what I confirmed it before. Otherwise, I'd stay a little longer here, Randy, but I think I better head home and find that bed for a couple hours.
Okay. Well, you need your beauty sleep. We got to get you back here next weekend. So
might take a blue one in a few hours, right?
Like all week.
All right, Randy.
Thank you, Don. Mary Heinen for being with us today and all weekend here on KASM Radio. Joe Stengler at the plate. The count at 0-1. As Jordan Schlaper throws to first and back safely is the base runner Neil Anderson. Stengler, right-handed hitter. Schlaper kicks and delivers a big curveball that's going to hit Joe in the shoulder. And so, two on, nobody out. Horn of Munich here in the second. And I'll bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty, the first baseman for the Silver Streaks.
First baseman, Ty Reller.
Grant Johnson on deck. Jordan Schlaper working from the stretch. Reller puts down a nice bunch. Schlaper off the mound to field. He'll throw to first, and they get Reller. 1-3 on the putout. Nice sacrifice bunt by Ty. So second and third. Anderson ends up on third. Stengler to second. And here's Grant Johnson. Grant had a good day yesterday. A couple hits for Dominick. Jacob Hinnenkamp on deck. Jordan Schlaper delivers. Grant Johnson ground ball to infield that was pulled back. Here's the high throw by Klopak from short. They get Johnson on the tag. Scoring is Neil Anderson. It's 1-1. Joe Stengler ends up on third. So Johnson will get an RBI. 6-3 on the putout of Grant and Jacob Hinnekamp to the plate with Joe Stengler at third. The pitch is high to Jake and the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Hinnekamp. There's a strike called. And one ball, one strike. One won the count, two outs, one on. Hinnekamp rips it foul down the third base line, and the count at a ball and two strikes. Went right underneath the feet of Paul Sand at that third base coach box. Still time to come on out to Schlaefer Brothers Field. You want to catch a little nighttime baseball yet? We're in the bottom of the second inning and a 1-1 ball game. Jordan Schlaefer's pitch to Hinnekamp a little bit high, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chad Funk on deck for New Munich. And the curveball is high, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Schlaefer ready. 3-2, and low ball 4, and Hinnekamp's going to walk. Well, put runners at first and third, and Chad Funk to the plate. He walked in his first at-bat today.
Second baseman, Chad Funk.
1-1 our score here in the bottom of the second. New Munich, the home team. On deck, Logan Funk. Jordan Schlaefer. Ready on the mound. Right-hander delivers. Strike call to Chad and 0-1. Mentioned Chad likes to duck down underneath those pitches a lot of times. Home plate umpire says that's a strike and 0-1. Chad doesn't argue that, though. He knows that he tries to make that strike zone a little bit smaller for the home plate umpire. There's strike two called and 0-2. Shaking his head, he's agreeing with the call. Paul Sand throwing a sign down for the base runner hitting camp. He's got good speed. Stengler over at third. 0-2 the count to Funk. The pitch, and just missing outside. The count, one ball, two strikes. Ball and two strikes. Two out. Jordan Schlaefer ready. A right-hander delivers, and Funk follows this one over the backstop. And the count stays 1-2. Next Friday night, Richmond and El Rosa. That would be a good ball game. And then Farming St. Martin on Saturday. And we'll get either Lake Henry or either one of these teams. Here's Funk driving the pitch to center field, coming a long way and making that catch in left center field is Tyler Musho, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the second. They come up with one run. Looking here on no hits. There were no errors and two left on. So we have played two innings, 1-1. New Munich and Meyer Grove, we're back in a minute on KASN.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein back in farming as we make our way to the third inning. Jimmy Tool has given up five hits so far through the force two. Andrew Welly, the left fielder, Kurt Marenthaler, and Alex Welly set to face Tool. Welly 0 for 1 tonight, and Tool's pitch on the inside corner, strike one. 0-1 the count. Tool delivers outside a ball. And one ball, one strike. Here's Welly, a drive to left field. Nick Stengler heading back in the gap, makes the catch on the run. Nice catch by Nick. That was to the deepest part of the baseball park here. He just about started up that little incline. One down and Kurt Marenthaler to the plate. Kurt struck out in his first at-bat. As Marenthaler squibs one to second, Chad Funk charges it. Bare hands, can't come up with it. And Marenthaler's going to be safe. It took a bad hop right at the last second. And the official scorer are going to rule that a hit. As Chad Funk was ready to bare hand it, and it came up off a divot, I believe. So an infield single. And first of all, it was like a cue ball where you put some spin on it in a game of pool. And then that took that awkward hop at the very end. So one out single for Marenthaler. Here comes Alex Welly to the plate. Alex bounced to short in his only at bat. Tool's delivery. There's a strike in 0-1. Schlaper Brothers Field. I'm sure we're going to see the lights coming on here shortly as we make our way into the evening hours. It's just missing inside in the count 1-1. Sports Deck still had a lot of people watching the game from those here in the bleacher section. Still quite a few people here taking in the nightcap. This region playing for three spots in this year's state tournament. We know Richmond and El Rosa are taking two of those. The other four teams are fighting for the final spot. And now three with Spring Hill's loss. Here's the pitch to Welly, a little bit low, and 3-1. Actually, there will be four teams next week fighting for that third spot yet. I have to be corrected there, getting a little ahead. Jim Tool from the stretch, and that's inside ball four. So a walk to Alex Welly. Two on, one out. And Drake Meyer to the plate. Drake had a base hit, scored the Grover's run back in the second inning. He's at the plate now as Jim Tool ready on the mound. The pitch outside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kurt Marenthaler takes a pretty big lead out at second. over at first, Alex Welly, and Meyer launches this one to left field down in the corner, and it's off the fence. Stengler fields it. Scoring is Marthaler. Welly to second, or to third, and Drake Meyer in the second with a double, and the Grovers take the lead back at 2-1. Drake Meyer with his second hit of the night. A double that scores Kurt Marthaler. And it'll bring Colton Meyer to the plate.
Colton Meyer.
Second and third for the Grovers. Jim Toole kicks, delivers, and Colton fouls this one to the backstop. 0-1. Balls, one strike. Looking down to his manager, Kurt Meyer. Runners lead from second and third with one out. Pitch to Colton, and he taps that one foul. And the count 0-2 to Colton Meyer. Colton tapped that one foul, and then it hit him while he was still in the batter's box. The balls, two strikes. One out, two on. Toole delivers. And a strike three called. Colton Meyer gets caught looking. Two outs. And Jordan Kwapak, the number nine hitter, comes to the plate. Jim Toole will work from the windup now and delivers, and one is fouled back and out of play. The count 0-1. Jordan, a sacrifice bunt back in the second inning. Grover's bad runners on every inning. Jimmy Toole has pitched out of some trouble in the first with the bases loaded, nobody out. He pitched out of that jam, but in the second, the Grovers scored a run. They've scored one here in the third. Strike call to Jordan Kwapak, 0-2. Toole delivers, and a check swing by Jordan. And they're going to say strike three. He went around, and that's going to do it for the Grovers here in the third. One run on two hits, no errors, two left on. We played 2.5. It's Meyer Grove 2 and New Munich 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KESN.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.